Welcome to another episode of Mr. Z and Fifth with your host, Zach Hearson, the Fifth General. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up? Good to be here.
Very good. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
We started how we usually do. Yes. So last week, was a very interesting show. It definitely brought forth some passionate views and reactions to what we were seeing, right, about that stat that they took about married women. They said married women having a quote unquote backup plan, and they said by the year 2024 it was 70%. Well, it said more than half, not necessarily 70, but it said more than half. I also want to let it be known that, you know, the stats are that close to 70% of women file for divorce. So if you match that up, man, it kind of makes sense. It's horrible, but it kind of makes sense. If the amount of divorce numbers initiated by women are almost identical to the same stat of married women having a backup guy, then that should tell you something.
Yeah. Says a whole lot. Yeah.
Yeah. I should have made that point last week, but I forgot.
Yeah.
But I thought we were going to talk about something else. But intriguingly, something caught my attention. I don't normally listen to this podcast, but every now and then, they have some things that I like to respond to. You know, this is the Poor Minds podcast. The brother Van Lathan, who used to work for TMZ, those who know him, put Kanye West and Candace Owens in check on live television. For those who don't remember that one, he was responding to a clip that had made them famous. A famous clip, I'll say. Around this dating market conversations that we have on the internet and throughout the world, because the internet is a reflection of the world, but then also the world could be a reflection of, can inspire the internet can inspire the world, but the world definitely inspires the internet. So I get it.
Yeah.
Happen either way. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to do this the bootleg way. I'm going to have to play this clip. I'm going to have to play this through the phone audio because I don't have it ready to go through. But let's let it play. Now, some of y'all remember this. I'm going to play this, the original first, and then the response.
So if you're making $50,000, don't date. I'm just being for real. You're not ready to date.
Again, I'm with you.
You're not ready to date because courtship costs.
Okay.
Everything costs. Okay. You can go for 22 walks in the park. Eventually, shorty is going to need a sip of something. She's going to be thirsty. A bottle of water is $3 in Atlanta. That's my play. So if you don't have any expendable cash, don't date. And whatever that looks like to you, you might only make $50,000, but you live in a shoe. And now you got expendable cash. Or get you a bottom of the barrel bitch that's going to date you when you have no money. And she doesn't have the expectation. And I'm going to tell you this right now, enjoy it while it lasts, because eventually you're going to want to run. Because she doesn't stretch you. She doesn't make you the man that you need to become. She allows you to be the stagnant dude in the same jeans for days. You know what I'm saying? So if you're...
So that was the clip that went viral.
Yes.
Now, here's the response to the viral clip.
We had a guest. Came and she sat on the couch and she said, if you make $50,000 a year, you do not need to date. When you saw that clip, what was your first thought?
Yeah.
I felt sad for her.
You felt sad for her?
When you put a price tag on someone's happiness and someone's connection with somebody else, you're letting capitalism, Western European capitalism, denote whether or not someone can be happy. $50,000 in white man's dollars. Not how we look at it.
African Americans, we're the only ones who make this a big deal. It's kind of like with other races, it's your birthright.
What's your birthright?
Like as a woman to date a man who is going to take care of you.
Financial security is one aspect of how somebody makes you feel. I know women right now that are in relationships with guys who are really rich and they feel completely insecure. Secure because They know that this guy's fucking a lot of different women. They know that there's a price for how they feel about that.
Finances don't need to be the most important thing in a relationship, but we're not going to act like it's not one.
Sorry for the language, y'all, but y'all get the point. Zacchaeus, what's your response to what Van Lathan said? And their response, basically, what Van Lathan was saying, you know, in real time.
In real time, she said that she doesn't, you know, black people is the only ones that focus on this kind of topic when it comes to money and dating. And I don't know if that's 100%. Yes, you hear it in our community, but I don't know if it's 100% true because other
you're going through the same thing.
Race is going through the same thing with squeezing, struggling to put food on the table, and struggling to put food on the table has no race connected to it. If you're struggling, if you're white, you're struggling. If you're Latino, you're struggling. Asian, Indian, you're struggling because if you don't make enough income, no matter what person you are, of any race you are, if you're struggling, you're struggling. And look, Van Halen, right? Van Halen,
yeah, right? Van Lathan.
Van Lathan. I said Van Halen. Mm-hmm. Oh my God! I said Roxa. Van Lathan. Van Lathan said that he feels sorry for her. And I understand why he said feel sorry for her, because it seems like, although everybody knows the economy, a lot of us know that the economy, unless you're the 1%, but a lot of us know that there is a struggle in this economy.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why Van Lathan said he feels sorry for her, because listen, it seems to me that that's what she focused on. The money aspect of it. Forget about character. Forget about integrity. Forget about, we have a good time together. Is it always about the money that come out of my pocket? Character, integrity. And they focus on the 50K. If you're making 50K, you're not ready to date. Not every time you go on a date, I'm going to be spending buku dollars just to make you have a good time. I think, and she's missed that mark, missed that point where she said, Atlanta costs a bottle of water costs $3.
$5.
$5 for a bottle of water.
$3, $5, okay. Whatever the heck she said.
Yeah, but my thing is this. Okay, you can afford to buy water, okay. But not everywhere a bottle of water costs $3, you know. And I think the focus was, I agree with Van Lathan, because she lost elements, because the thing is that it can't be just a focus on just the income to make a relationship. It's got to be more than that. And I think he was saying that he feels sorry for her, and I feel sorry for her too, because that just seems to me the only thing to take her home and say, listen, you ain't making 50K, you can't date. And let me tell you something true. I'm going to tell you the truth. I know the women are not like the women. Some women are not like the women back in the days where I could take a bus with you. If we could hop on the bus together, we can go to the walk, take a nice walk in the park. And enjoy, and just in a nice sunny day in Atlanta, Georgia, enjoy the park and maybe go to a movie. Movies cost money too now. They raise the price of movies, but go to a nice movie, our first date, we go to a nice diner or cafe, a little nice diner. Might have to spend some money, or get some tea, sip some tea. But as long as we enjoy each other's company, because let me tell you the truth. Some people focus on the wrong thing, because what Van Halen said, he mentioned also too, this is what he mentioned too, that he knows women that are dating those guys that have a lot of money. But they're not happy. They lost them. They lose themselves because they focus on, okay, he's providing for me. He's taking care of me. But you're still not happy. Still empty inside. Because they feel that me coming with the bag makes you fulfilled. And it doesn't make you fulfilled. Because the truth of the matter, if you have no character and I can't enjoy your company, if I can't enjoy your company and I'm not the only woman, I'm not the only woman you're dating. Because those men that have, making 100K a month, right? You think you're going to be the only woman? I don't think so. Most likely not. So that's what he said. He feels sorry for her. And you'll just focus on his pockets? Well, you're in for a rude awakening because, honey, you're not the only girl he's courting. Nah, or dating or checking out. Not the only one. So that's what Van Halen, did I say his name right?
Van Lathan.
Van Lathan. Remember right?
Just call him Van. Just call him Van.
Van. That's what Van said.
let me add some perspective here. You know, there are countless conversations that we could reference where a lot of ladies have said that the ones who are willing to look over that and still be with the man said that they don't want to date a man who's making an average salary. So although we may tell them, these will be the same women that will get on after they get cheated on by the man with a little bit of coins that they're able to actually get for a moment, because it's only for a moment.
Yeah.
Not for a lifetime. It's only for a moment. I mean, if you're not married to the man, it has an expiration date, and the expiration date is coming very soon.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of them will say they rather cry, and I've heard this ignorant term, but hey, you get what you ask for.
Yeah.
Or half of that. They'll say stuff like they'd rather cry in a Ferrari than cry in a Honda Civic. You know what ends up happening to these women? Whether it's in a Civic or a Ferrari, they end up heartbroken anyway.
Yes. Hello.
And it serves them right. You know why? Because they had ill intentions getting with the man with some coins anyway. Let me just say something for the ladies out there that are quote unquote diamond diggers. Remember, we was talking about Lisa Ray, what she said?
Yeah. She's a platinum digger. Woo!
So for these money chasing, women chasing men with money, just for the means of their money. But those women who are chasing those men, you don't deserve the best. You don't. Because you're not genuine. So when you come into a relationship disingenuous, why is it that you expect a genuine outcome?
Hello.
Checkmate.
I mean, I just want to know. I never feel sorry for ladies who get on the internet, specifically TikTok. They're sitting in their car. They rant for about a good 30 minutes about how bad a man did her. And then they paint that paintbrush on all men. So your man did you that way, so now all men are the problem. Meanwhile, you got these videos out here. People say they're fake, but they reflect what's going on in real life to me.
Yeah.
The gold digger pranks. People say the gold digger pranks are set up.
Oh, right? I know about those. Yeah.
But it's very accurate. It may be the prank itself may, quote unquote, let's say, be planned, but it's a reenactment of what's going on in real life. You know, for those who watch true crime stories where they talk about the real story, but then they cast actors to act out the story that they're telling. That's right. Basically what these gold digger pranks are. Right. Why is it that so many men? Why is it that so many men and women have been witnesses to people who have done this for this, and then that be a lie? It's not a lie. And secondly, we all know that women that money don't keep a woman happy all the time, because otherwise, Jeff Bezos' wife wouldn't have filed for a divorce. Said rich man wife wouldn't have filed for a divorce. Lisa Ray herself, she was married to the guy who was like, what was he like, some type of politician of Turks and Caicos?
Turks and Caicos, yeah.
You know, I mean, she wouldn't have filed for a divorce if it was about if the money kept her,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Hello, that's good.
Yeah. You know how many women we could think of that have chased men for money and then still got a divorce and said that the problem wasn't the money, but they got with the man because of the money. And one of the things that is not adding up is this. Well, before I do that, let me make this a bit of statement. I don't think people understand what it is that they're looking for. I think a lot of people are looking to be rescued. And so there's this mentality, sadly, that's been taught, and that is he gotta have this so this can happen. But lady, you don't control that. So this is what some women will do when they get on the internet. They'll get with a guy who had a little bit of money, so now they think that's who they're always supposed to be with. I'm not talking about that guy. What I'm saying is they got with the guy, for example, he made $100,000. And then they get with another man. He makes $200,000. So now they think man number three is supposed to have what? $300,000.
Right.
You get where I'm going?
Mm-hmm.
So they think that's their calling, that they should be with men who have these means. And then none of these men marry them. How about that?
No.
And then they let 10, 20 years go by. And now they're 40 talking about, oh yeah, I'm used to men with money. No, what these men did is they saw food. You presented yourself as lamb chops, baked mac and cheese, mashed potatoes with gravy and asparagus, and it looked good. So that's
yum, yum.
Right. You presented that. That's what you look like to that man with money, and he had his plate and ate it too.
Right.
Okay. And so now when he got done having such plate.
Yeah.
He says, you know what? I'm tired of eating lamb and mashed potatoes and baked mac and cheese and asparagus. I think I want to go for a cheeseburger tonight. And then he goes and gets that cheeseburger.
Yep.
I think you know what I'm talking about, Zach Keys.
Oh, yes.
I mean by,
oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
I'm not talking about an actual cheeseburger. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. So then that's what happens. And then that woman is hurt. Well, you, ma'am, you wanted him for one thing and one thing only. And guess what? He knew that. So he wanted you for one thing and one thing only. To him, that's a fair exchange. To you, it's not a fair exchange because you were hoping there would be more to that. And that's where the signals get mixed up and crossed up wrongly between men and women who have ulterior motives.
Yeah, hello.
Mm-hmm. Is that it? The floor
it's
is
never. It's never true. It's always whatever's in the dark will come out in the light. So it's never really. That's why the divorce rate is, that's one of the reasons why the divorce rate is so high. And that's one of the reasons why, I should mention his name, but story I heard years ago. Famous singer Elvis Presley was married and his wife left him for a man only making $200 a month. Now,
hold on.
Yeah. True story. True story. And
Zacchaeus, is this that young wife that he's that he married, Priscilla? Is that her?
Yes.
Yes. Wasn't she underage when they got married?
Yes.
I just want to make that clear. Go ahead.
Yes. And the thing is that when you hear stories like that, so it's not always the money. Money's not always the end all do all to your happiness. If I get money, then that'll make me so happy. If I get money, all my problems and my worries will go away. Mm-hmm. And I'll be happy. Yes, you need money to survive. Yes, you need money. We're not saying that you don't need money. But when you just say, man, I want a brother making all this money. And then it ends with a dot, with a period, period. That's when it's like, okay, it's gotta be more than that. Because and let me tell you something. Men, I'm gonna say it too. A lot of men with money know your ulterior motive. Don't think they don't know. That's why you don't get into deuce. Eventually they find out, they know, and they sense it. Some sense it. They may be some that may not get it right away, but eventually they get it. They're like, wait a minute. I'm not feeling well. And I'm down and out right now. I'm not 100%, but yet she's spending my money going shopping. And she didn't even call to hear what I'm doing. They get it. This is why you're not introduced to the parents, if his parents are still around. This is why a lot of things he's not sharing his wealth with you, because you didn't work for that. He didn't work for that. And he knows that, said, listen, deep down inside, you're not the woman for me to marry. Or deep down inside, you're not the woman for me to take serious. You're just out. You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's what it is. You know, slap them cheeks and out the door. You know what I'm saying? Why? Because it's just the way it is, man. I mean, you come in with this entitled, I'm supposed to, yeah, you didn't work for that. You come with that entitlement. That's the thing. The entitlement is off the roof. You know that for the past four or five years when it comes to talking about money. You know, and we're not beating up and saying that money isn't money. You need money. But when you end it with a period, that's when it's like, wait a minute. She's only with me because of one thing. It's like, she only want me for just one thing. That's the money. And it comes to a point, like I was talking to a friend earlier today, and he told me that women, some women, I can't say women, period. I gotta say some. They don't care about your muscles. He said, they don't care about not even your looks. Because women are into security. And for some women, the security is equivalent to take care of them financially. But security is other things too. Am I faithful to you? Are you faithful to me? I want to know if you're faithful to me too as well. But they only focus on the money, and that's what it is. Money, 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 money. And you're not focused on the content of the character, or you're not focused on anything else. And this is where they get mixed up. And this is why some people stay single for a long period of time. You see them, they're pretty, beautiful women. Oh, but they stay single for a long period of time. 30 is knocking on their door. Just have the same mentality. 40 is knocking on their door. Keep with the same mentality. 50 is knocking on the door. Mm. Staying with the same mentality. Same mentality. And next thing you know, they get old. Like I'm going to say, I'm a West Indian style. They get old and broke up and mashed up. And now they want you now. the guy that they pushed aside, that was trying to treat them the way they ought to be treated, like a queen, that was trying to say, you know what, I love you for you, and I accept you for who you are. But yet they run with all the guys making all the, they're trying to run with the guys making all the money, knowing that, wait a minute, I'm not the only one. I'm not the only woman that he's seeing. Then next thing you know, she wants to, they break up. And when they break up now she realized that she's sitting alone. And like you said before, they're looking for an opportunity. Because, and some people are not willing to work hard. Some people don't want to get their own and work hard for it. They got some women that have money, but they don't want to work hard. They don't want to work hard for it. So
I got a question. Yeah. Stay right there. Mm-hmm. You just mentioned women who let their time expire.
Yeah.
And then now they want to go back to the guy that they probably friend zoned or rejected back in the day.
Yes.
Before you were married, have you ever been on the end of that?
Oh, many times. Yeah.
Okay. Times. I have too. Yeah. I just want to make it.
Yeah. Many times.
Maybe we could expand on that on another show. But briefly, since you mentioned it, let's kind of go into that. So that happens a lot on both sides. And I think we can make a show out of that because this happens with men, do this to women too.
Oh, yeah.
So usually this happens when people have exhausted their options. And what happens is that these are people who don't want to change themselves.
Right.
So they're hoping that the same person a long time ago who was once attracted to them is still attracted to them now.
And
is willing to tolerate and put up with the same mess.
Yes.
I would hope for those people that they put on the back burner that they do not take those people.
No.
Don't take them back if it's an ex. And don't take those women or men if they rejected you.
Yeah.
I'm going to be very transparent. I was very young. I wasn't even in my 20s yet. Like up in the late teens, I once rejected a girl, and then I graduated high school when I was 18. So I'm one of those cats who graduated when he was 18 because my birthday's in April, right?
Right.
So there was somebody that I was looking at when I was like, you know, earlier high school time. And then as I got older, I said, dang, she look good. Right. Then I tried to get at her at a different age in my high school time. And she kind of looked at me like, don't come over here now. You know what I mean?
Wow. Hey.
Right. Then I tried to, in my 20s, try to get at her. She was like, she didn't say, don't come at me now, but she had that same energy because I guess she didn't forget.
Right.
You know, how I acted in high school. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Then I got in my 30s, tried to see again. And then cold shoulder. But I deserve that, though. That's the point I'm making.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The point I'm making is I deserve that. Because some people may not forgive what you did. And that's fine. Man, you know, like I was a teenager. I didn't know any better.
Right.
Now, that's where I should have received that. Now, let's talk about the girls that I tried to talk to, who tried to talk to me now. Oh, no. I had to turn down one. And this chick turned me down. She went after my homeboy instead, right? And that's cool.
Yeah.
At the time, he was my homie in high school.
Yeah.
Years later, she got like 4 or 5 kids. 2-3 different baby daddies. Nah.
Oh man.
We not doing it. So I know what it's like to give that and then and to receive that, you know what I mean? And that's how it should be. Somebody do you like that, you know? Maybe it's a little different because I'm talking about a high school time. But yeah. Let's talk about what's going on now. I mean, if there's somebody that you was in a relationship with for like 2-3 years, and then, you know, they did you some kind of way, and then years go by, you know, and all of a sudden now they want to come back. And it's like, whoa, you coming back for, you know what I'm saying, years later?
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got a lot of explaining to do when you try to come back in someone's life.
You know what, they exhaust, like it was you said before, they exhausted their options
and nobody else is willing to put up with them,
right?
I've known, listen to me, I've known many people, I'm sure you have too.
Mm-hmm.
I've known many situations where the person break up with the person and have this attitude like, I could do better than you, right?
Yeah.
And then they don't.
Hello.
I mean, that's what you get for not being humble. And then you got humbled in your single season.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now somebody asleep with you, but they're not going to commit to you like your ex did.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying? The one who was ready to give you the world. Go ahead, Zacchaeus.
I believe this 100%. I believe this. I believe that God puts people in your path. And but you know what you do when he puts that person in your path? And that's the one that he puts in your path, and that's the one that he presents for you. And for some part reason, I don't know if you've ever been in a situation like that where you tend to run into her every now and then, or you run into her like when you're not planning to run into her, but you happen to run into her more than one time.
Can you give more context? Are we talking about an ex? Or are we talking about someone who rejected you? What are we talking?
We're talking about somebody. I would say that tried to talk to you, but you rejected her.
Okay. All right.
That's fair to say. You rejected her.
Mm-hmm.
But when you reject her, it felt strange. Like, in other words, you know she's attractive, but you know she's a person of good character. Or I'm talking about the women, also women too as well. Talk about yourself, talk about men, and this is vice versa. It's not either men, or it can go either way. And you just reject him or you reject her. And God also, and then, You also bump into her again, or you bump into him again. How you doing? Nice to see you. And you start talking. You simply enjoy each other's company, or you just happen to just have so much in common. You just talk and converse so well that the conversations are great, great conversations, and you just ignore them and just push them aside. Ignore them. You don't think about it. Years pass by. Maybe 1 or 2, 3 years pass by. Happened to a person I know named Mario. I couldn't mention his name because it happened to him.
Hey, Zacchaeus. I hate to do this. Can we save that? Can we save that story for another show? You know why? Because we're kind of derailing the show. But I wanted to hit to your point.
Yeah.
Because I realized how much material for this subject that we can have for a whole show.
Oh, okay.
Let's kind of save that. Audience, I hate to do that. It probably was a good story.
It was a very good story.
But we'll next week, we'll do an episode about spinning the block and getting back with your old thing.
Okay.
Or someone who rejected you. So we'll or rejected, vice versa. I got to save that because that's good.
Stick, We'll stick to 50K, okay? Because
So yeah.
So the reason why,
Well, because right now, Van Lathan's response was talking about putting a price tag on a relationship or a marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what this episode is about. So, but no, back to the main, back to the original topic. Only because it's like this. Yes, people do put price tags on it. We put a price tag on everything, man. This is how people get their value. But I have a question. Because it may not be like women do it, but do men put a price tag on a relationship?
Some men do. The only reason why I say some men do because they got some men out. They got some men out here that want women to take care of them.
Okay.
They got some men out here that want women.
How many of those women willing to do that though? Maybe that's another question.
Let me tell you something.
Go ahead. I don't want to stop you.
Where there's gold diggers, there's also women that are that their self-worth is very low. So they'll take care of him. They have some of them that will do that. That will go with a guy that's, you know, not doing much.
Yeah.
He don't have nothing really going for himself. Mm. But yet, for some apparent reason, first, she finds a way to say that, well, that's my man. And some people, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't want to go off topic, but I don't want to. Maybe that's for another show. But I don't want to go off topic because I was about to say that some women. That's a good question because some women rather they date a guy that is not. You don't have much. You don't have a pot to piss in, but she's holding his hand in hand, and he may not have his head on his shoulders, but she's leaning on his shoulder. And that's a fact. That's the truth. Yeah, so to answer your question, yes, they got some men that would actually be with a woman that's taking care of him. Yeah.
Let's kind of get into why that would happen. I think the only women that would because we gotta say it this way. You know how many men date women who don't got nothing going on for them?
A lot.
It's way more.
Much more. You know, it's much more.
Go ahead.
We don't look at a lot. I'm gonna say this.
Right. From a financial standpoint.
Masculine men.
Yeah.
Real men. Do not look at a woman's pocket.
Yep. Yep.
I beg your pardon.
Oops, no, this one.
Real men, stand up. We don't look at a woman's pocket. Oh, she's a nurse. She's making a whole lot of money. I'm secured. Oh, my wife is a physical, or my wife is this, and my wife is that. My wife is a professor. No. All we want, real men now, is a woman to be faithful to us, be by our side, support us, support.
Yeah.
In every way, every aspect of the word support. Someone to have fun with, someone to just share a normal life with, normal, decent life with. So real men do not look at a woman's pockets and see what she got. And
before you were married, have you ever dated a woman who was unemployed?
Yeah.
Okay. I have too. Right. So there goes your examples right there. That's just me and you. But yeah, go ahead.
Absolutely. I did not look. I just said, yo, she's attractive. I enjoy her company. I can't wait because I enjoyed the one I'm married to. Company.
Yeah.
I enjoy the company. enjoy her company, enjoy spending time with her. Couldn't wait to spend time. That's what you know. Couldn't wait to spend time with her. Speak every day on the phone. We just enjoyed each other's company. Enjoyed it. It was not about the money. Yes, I had money to take her out at that time. Money to take her out, spend time. But it's more than just money. It was beyond the money. It was more like, I can't wait to see you. Even if you don't have money, just the simpler things in life. Nice little diner. Just sipping some tea and some biscuits. walking in Central Park. Prospect Park. Well, I'm naming the parks around New York City. You know, and just enjoying that moment, that time, in that company. It was not about just money. On the other hand, no, never on that. Never about money. Never about money. No. No, no, no.
I want to address something to kind of help what you have to say.
Yeah.
One of the ladies on the podcast said, you know, different communities. Hold on, let me play this again because I want to. Let me play this clip again, and then I got a clip to play for you. You're gonna be like, you gotta be kidding me. I want to address something she said.
We had a guest.
Oh, I got it. No, she said. No, let's play. Let's play.
If you make $50,000 a year, you do not need to date. When you saw that clip, what was your first thought?
Yeah,
I felt sad for her.
You felt sad for her.
When you put a price tag on someone's happiness and someone's connection with somebody else, you're letting capitalism, Western European capitalism, denote whether or not someone can be happy. $50,000 in white man's dollars. Not how we look at it.
African Americans, we're the only ones who make this a big deal. It's kind of like with other races, it's your birthright. As a woman to date a man who is going to take care of you.
Now, she said in other communities, it's like a birthright. Dating a man who's financially stable, well, it's financially take care of you. No, that's not a birth. That's not a birthright at all.
No. Financially take care of you.
I don't know what Bible she reading. hey, nowhere in the Bible did it say that because a woman is a woman that you're supposed to provide for. No, that Bible that everybody quotes so much and get it wrong, says for a wife to get that.
Yeah. A wife. Not a woman or your girl, a wife.
Right.
A wife.
The last time I checked, the word of God says, you know what? Let's do this. Because sometimes it could just be us just talking, right? It could just be us just talking, but it is not your so that's that thinking is not what it should be. But no, it is not your, and it's not a birthright in other, it's not a birthright in any culture,
right?
You know, but if the culture that you are proclaiming and professing is a culture that derives from the Bible, then that is not a birthright. I mean, not even close. See, this is the problem that we got. We got women out here reading the Bible, not the Bible, but the Bible. And the Bible says in Delusions chapter 1, verse 13, that man should pay for $400,000 for the first date,
yes,
and pay for my trips, and pay for my Birkin bag.
Yep.
Thus saith the woman. That's what it says in the Bible.
Yep.
But the Bible don't say that.
Yep.
You know?
And also in the Bible, some women say that, reject them. Don't even, you know, in this day and time, do not, if he can't pay for your hair and can't pay for my nails, get rid of him. And this, don't date him in this crazy expensive economy. Do not date him. If he can't pay for my first date, he can't pay for my nails and he don't want to pay for my hair. Do not accept him into your life. Reject him, especially in this crazy economy. I'm like, listen.
Nah, that's real though.
Yeah.
That's real though.
Yeah.
So, so I want to. Okay. So. I want to go to the scriptures.
Oh, yes.
Because this happens so often. And, you know. And, you know, we've done this on the show. We've done this.
Yeah.
But, man, we'll never shy away from this. Okay. 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 All right. So, let's go to it. Let's go to it. This is the book of well, this is good too to read because I think sometimes women sadly, not all women, but the women who want to rebuttal this say, well, yeah, I'll do that, but men need to respect their husbands. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Because in the book of Colossians 3, it says, this is the New King James Version. It says, yes. Colossians 3, verse 18. Wives, submit to your own husbands as is fitting, fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter towards them. Oh, yes, the Lord is telling us to treat y'all right. And if any man who don't, something coming to him. So, yes, we know that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, that's that scripture. Because I know we don't necessarily, that's not necessarily read a lot, but I know some women have responded and said, yeah, we'll submit to you, but you can't be abusing us. Of course not.
Right.
We're not supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
No. No, and no one would ever think that's something that you're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? You know, and so, but here we go. Ephesians. And let me read before this, because sometimes this gets crossed up.
Yeah.
To get the context. Mm-hmm. Therefore, this is, Ephesians 5, verse 17. I'll start with verse 15. This is talking about walking in wisdom before it goes into the marriage.
Yeah.
Ephesians 5, chapter 5, verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly. I probably didn't say that right. not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand that the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God, the Father, in the same name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Now, he's talking to the kingdom when he's saying this, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's talking to brethren and sisterin. Then he says to the church, wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church. And he is the savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives. Just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself, a glorious church, not as spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his whole, his body of his flesh and of his bone. For this reason, man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. That does not sound like a birthright.
Exactly.
No, that's a beautiful thing, but that's not a birthright. That's covenant, but that's not a birthright. But that is, a covenant that you have to go to God for. This is not something that you were born and said, "I will. We going. This is what's going to happen here." No, no, no. This is something that you have to strive for.
Right. Yes.
Okay. So I just want to correct that what she said. I'm not beating up on her, but people watch the podcast and they listen and learn. But we have to correct that, because if she's talking about that, we have to refer to this, because that's what that is saying. And let's not get that confused. And I don't care what anybody else says, right?
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
You are not entitled to anything. I'm not entitled to anything. If anything, me and you are not even entitled. We're not even entitled to the mercy of God at that.
Mm.
Even we're not even entitled to that. You know what I'm saying? Right. That is something we're blessed to even have. Think about that.
Yeah.
You know, Zacchaeus, what you got to say?
Well, we talk about that's not even a birthright. Like you, what you said before, it's not even that. Right. It's just that she is talking about the our community. Black community. So we don't focus. We that other races, other cultures focus on that, where men supposed to automatically take care of women. And this is why a lot of relationships are mashed.
Well, hold on, Zacchaeus. Actually, no. I think what she's trying to imply is that we as Black people, she actually didn't say nothing bad. What she was trying to say was that she feels like Black people are so caught up in. And what she means by Black people, she really means Black women. Because Black men are not asking for women with price income like
price
this.
Size. Yeah.
But I think what she's trying to say as a people, that we got to stop making this, the only way you could be for me is if you come with X amount of dollars, and then that qualifies you to be the person for me. I think she was saying that we focus on that so much, but then in another breath, she said in other communities, it's like a birthright. I addressed the birthright part, because even with that said, that's not a birthright either.
Right.
But you originally was responding and saying, you don't think that's so necessarily true that only the Black community talks like this. Me and you know that that's not, we and you know that, because we've played clips from other podcasts on this show from people who are not even Black saying that.
Right.
Like that one woman, remember? And you sent me the clip when she said, "I need you to pay my bills at my house." And the guy said, "Are y'all living together?" No. So the man is paying his bills at his house, and he's paying your bills at your house.
Mm.
Yeah. Go ahead, Zacchaeus. I'm sorry.
It's okay. He is okay. And this is where, because you're not following the word of God, so you just lose yourself. You just think you have it all figured out. None of us have it all figured out.
No.
I mean, but the thing is when it comes to relying on people to give you to make you comfortable, it's a price tag with that. And what I mean by a price tag with that, woman, lady, automatically, when it comes to us, they got some dudes with money that they're miserable dudes. They have money, but They make you do things beyond the to sell your soul, your own soul, just so you can be with them.
There you go.
What they'll do, they'll sleep with you, all right?
Yeah.
Make you feel real good. Sleep with you. Pretend to make you feel comfortable. Sure. Do certain things with you. Like, feel like you're on cloud nine because this dude can pay for your apartment. Can pay your car note. Cover your car note. And then possibly take care of you. But now you get bent out of shape because you're not the only one. Because he sees a million pretty faces out there. Millions of pretty, beautiful women out there he sees. And you're no different. You're no special to him. Because what happens is when you focus on solely the money, I understand that society is tough and society makes people think that way, where they only can think about the bag. They only can think about money. It makes you think that way because the way how this system is run with the hike of living and inflation and all that, the way how it's run. But if you believe God will provide for you, and some people say they believe God, I believe God. Obviously you don't, because you're relying on somebody to come in your life, sweep you off your feet, a man of steel to sweep you off your feet and take care of all your, and because he has all that money, take care of all your problems will go away. And it's not true. A lot of people live in delusion. A lot of people live in delusional world, in a delusion, world of delusion. And what she said, when she was talking to Van Leyten, when she said that in our community, we only, it's a birthright to take, that men take care of women automatically.
Right. She said in other communities they do that.
Yes. Right. But the difference is,
yeah,
in the Arab community, let's go specifically to certain communities.
Right.
That's their wife to take care of their kids.
There we go. That's what I'm...
Take a random woman.
Yep.
Because she's sexy, pretty and good, and take care of her. He's going to take care of his wife and kids. Muslims are going to take care of their wife and kids. Hasidics are going to take care of their wife and kids. Asians is going to take care of, you see how they come together? They pull together as a community. Asians pull together as a community. But you know what the first thing they say is when they're going into business. Let's get technical now. They're not going into business with a girl that they're dating. Or some Asian woman that looks so sexy and good. They're going in there with their wife.
Case in point. You go into a Chinese restaurant. The husband is the cook and the wife is on the cash register.
Hello. 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 Hello.
Hello. They're building something together.
Yes. And this is where when you talk about unity, and then when you talk about in that aspect, when you bring up, because she's the one that brought up race. We didn't bring that up.
Sure didn't.
So when you really look into other cultures, shoot, you walk into a Dominican restaurant. Guess who he's working beside? He has his kids working there too. It's not just his girlfriend. That's his wife. And that's what we need to, if you want to, that's what we need to mimic and have ourselves. Why should I give you, I'm not even committed to you. I'm not even, why should I, because you have a pretty, you bat your eyes with those long eyelashes and those nice rosy hips, give you everything that I work hard for, and you're not even committed to me. Okay? Marriage, with according to the word of God, is a completion. I can't give you the bag. And those women, and the prank videos that you see on YouTube, those are just examples of some. You see how they get rejected by the men. Listen, you're like, listen, you ain't hopping in this car. Wait a minute, with your attitude, so I got to take care of you? What world are you living in? First of all, I'm not going to just give you money and give you a business. I'm not even, I don't even know who you are. Okay?
Stay right.
I don't even know who you are.
Stay right there. What do you have to say about women that will tell you that the McDonald's man will cheat on them too? Because that's their argument.
Yep. The McDonald's man will cheat on them too. Or that brother that I love when it comes to that.
That's their argument. They will say, oh, you telling us not to get with a rich man, but he'll cheat. But the man who works on the fries at McDonald's will cheat too. So they might as well get something out of the deal. What do you say to those women who always say that as a rebuttal?
First of all, because it's the simple fact that he has on McDonald's outfit, automatically. Don't forget about his character. Forget about integrity. Automatically, they're like, nah, you making McDonald's money? I can't date you.
Yeah.
Right away.
Yeah.
But what I say to them is like, they live in a delusional world because, first of all,
it doesn't matter what the man making. People are going to do what they're going to do.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. If he's a dog, he's going to be a dog. No matter what stage of life he's in. Yeah. It doesn't matter what stage of life he's in.
Yep.
Or because he's driving a Maybach vehicle, car, automatically he's a good dude.
Mm-mm.
That makes him a good dude.
Mm-mm.
Automatically that makes him, oh, he'll take care of me. He'll take care of everything, all my needs.
I have a clip and I want your response after this.
Okay.
Hear this mess.
Describe your ideal first date.
My ideal first date?
I'm saying.
I'm going to go on a yacht.
Oh. I'm saying first date.
Yeah, a yacht. Yeah, like you guys take me on a yacht and we have a private dinner with a chef. And I want a Birkin bag sitting at the table for me with a thousand roses, a bouquet of 1,000 roses with $100 bills each on every rose.
On every rose.
On every rose. And then I want a booked trip out to Cancun. Fully booked. Yeah.
And what you gonna give me in return?
I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon.
Zacchaeus.
Oh my God. Like I said before.
She said on her first date she wanna go on a yacht and have a and on that yacht she want a private dinner with a private chef and a bouquet of 100 roses. With $100 bills attached to every rose. And a trip fully booked. On a first date. Hold on. I'm sorry. I got, for the audience, I got to do this again.
Your first date?
I'm saying.
I'm going to go on a yacht.
Oh, I'm saying first date.
Yeah, a yacht. Yeah, like you gotta take me on a yacht and we have a private dinner with a chef and I want a Birkin bag sitting at the table for me with a thousand roses, a bouquet of 1,000 roses with $100 bills each on every rose.
On every rose.
On every rose. And then I want a booked trip out to Cancun. Fully booked.
Fully booked.
Yeah.
Dog, when I first saw this video, it almost made me cuss. Who the heck do you think you are? Go ahead, Zacchaeus.
Yeah, I don't know who, I don't know what in delusional world she's living in. I don't know what world she's living in for her to get all of that. I don't know what planet she's living on to even get all of that. I could go as far as say that. I don't know what planet she's living on to get that. You mean to tell me that, well, I guess you'll be single for the rest of your life because not even a rich man, filthy rich man, is going to do that with you. Because if the truth of the matter is, if you're going to get all of that, if he's not even thinking about giving you all that, but if you do get all that, he's going to treat you like a hooker, straight up. He's going to be like,
oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So yeah, he's going to treat you like a hooker. Yeah. He'd be like, yo, listen, you want all this money? You want all that? I want you to be my Bay Street hooker. I want, yeah, you to get out there and start making, yeah.
You
want all of that? Because my thing is this, man. You.
Well, a lot of them are that who succumb to that.
Yeah. And, Maybe they sold their soul for money. They sold their soul for money.
The ones who prescribed to that. I mean, a lot of these women, so sadly, and not all of y'all, thank God not all of y'all, because it would really be a problem in the world if it was all of y'all. But there's a certain community of women that are teaching women to behave just like Julia Roberts' character in Pretty Woman. How about that?
Wow.
She was a prostitute.
Yeah. She should. Yeah, you can't. Listen. It could be society that's making them do this.
Right.
Say, talk like this. It definitely got to be society that's making them talk like this because of the inflation and how things are so expensive.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've been asking for that before inflation. They just don't care. Here's the thing. They've been asking for this before inflation. They don't care that inflation is a means to why some men say that they got to chill on spending like they used to. That doesn't matter to them.
You know why? Because they're only thinking about themselves.
There we go.
Comfort. I understand that. One of the main elements of is security. And the women, they want security. But they don't understand that when they talk about security in that word means not only just finances, but staying with you and your character being with you, faithfully being with you, stability. Now, a man has all that money and then looking at you and see a pretty face like you. Remember, ladies, at the end of the day, because he has the resources, he sees millions of beautiful women.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have money, you travel the world. Some people travel the world and see millions of beautiful women. Not to say, oh, well, you just stick to people that don't make money. Not saying that. But
right.
You lose the mark when God puts somebody in your place and then you want to think about the bag, but not thinking about the, you're thinking about the here and now, but not thinking about the future. Meaning that, meaning that, well, if you get with some man, get with a man that has his head on his shoulder and is trying to build something where the assets, so you have to work for the rest of your life, but you're building something together. And that's the mark that we miss. So when she talks about going back to the I forgot the name of the podcast show with Van Leighton.
Poor Minds podcast.
Or Poor Minds podcast. Poor Minds podcast.
Yeah. Poor Minds. They spell it P-O-U-R as in poor water.
Poor Minds.
Yeah, that's how. Good looking woman on that podcast, though.
Oh, yeah, she is. She is.
Oh, yeah. Both of those women are.
Yes, she is.
Good looking women.
One thing. I'm going to say one thing. One thing that the other groups have is unity. And when you have unity, you can conquer a lot when you have unity. And I think that's the element in our community that's missing. Some have it, but it's not a lot. Right. They have some husband and wife, black, that will work together with each other.
Absolutely.
Build with each other.
Absolutely.
Work together.
Yep.
Not all African-Americans and West Indians and Africans are the same. They will work. Some people will work together with their husbands because they're trying to build something, or they have a business together that they're trying to build. But the crying shame is a small, small percentage.
Right.
And a lot of us are consumers. We're not investors.
Right.
So when you say that other cultures have it,
what you just done was open
something huge instead of saying by saying that.
Yeah.
Because if you study other cultures,
right,
it's a unity that makes them strive to be successful.
Right. And not a birthright.
And not That's a birthright.
That's right there. Yep.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
Before we end the show, I kind of want to address what you said about coming together. The old school mentality that I once am a descendant of is that, you know, you did work together. You did, you know, whatever your contribution was. Because there was a contribution, whatever your contribution was for the betterment of the family. And we have to make sure that mentality is still being taught. I think what happens is women have got on podcasts and said that they're tired. Oh, us women, we're tired. We're tired of working. We're tired of getting up every day and going to work. Men are tired too, but that we don't have a choice. We don't have a choice. And a lot of women are saying, oh, well, once upon a time, women didn't have to work. Let's get historical. Black women in America always had to work.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
I don't think y'all understand. Now, we're not talking about jobs in corporate America back in the days. No, we talking about sharecropping. You know, we talking about the mammies and nannies. They had to take care of other white people's kids and all that. Mm-hmm. Yes. Cleaning all that and cooking and all that. Yes. Mm-hmm. That was their job.
Yes.
And they were pretty much forced to do that. Mm-hmm. So, In this country that we live on, that a lot of y'all sisters need to get a history lesson on, is that your great grand's grandmother and her grands and her grands after post-slavery, they still had to work. It was the white women that was a different situation. Mm-hmm. And then women in general, women suffrage fought for the right to do this, fought mm-hmm. for that. Fine, I ain't knocking that. But ladies, who you really mad at? Are you mad at your family? Are you mad at the women before you? To the reason why you got to punch a clock? Do you want to turn back the hands of time? I don't think you want to. I think this. Right. I think it sounds. I think it may sound like it's logical in your head, but if you really knew what the woman really went through back at the time that you said you want to go back to, you would not ask for that.
Hello, 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 hello.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because let me tell you something. The finances were very different back then. The cost of living was different back then. And yes, every husband or men who want to be husbands, yes, we strive and work for the day that we could retire our wives early. Absolutely.
Of course. That's the goal.
Okay.
The goal. That's the goal.
So we understand that. We retire you and then we retire after that so we can both live retired lives.
Right.
We don't work. We don't work all this freaking time. You know, we understand that.
When you retire, yeah. When you retire, you want to retire because this body's going to get tired, right?
Yeah.
Body's going to get tired eventually. But if you work after retirement, it's because you want to work. You don't have mm-hmm. to work.
Right.
So the goal is to build, invest, and build assets together so eventually you can both retire and don't have to work for somebody else. But mm-hmm. when you fight me, you call me names, mm-hmm. you bring me down, you don't stand with me, you reject me, you push me aside and say, I'm not making enough money. This is where the disunity comes.
Yeah.
Of course, we all would like to retire. We all would like to make money and retire and enjoy the rest of our life.
Absolutely.
But
the fruits of our labor.
Yeah, if you fight me and you don't want to stand with me, it will never happen. Only because I'm working towards my goal, but if you depend on me, and you're not working with me, there's the problem. This is why a good percentage of you are still single. All right?
Yeah. Enough all right, said. We're going to... That's what I'm... You know what? That's what I'm talking about. I hope we made the point.
Yes.
I hope we made the point. Mm-hmm. All right. I don't really have any final thoughts, but I'll just say this. When we work together, we can accomplish many. When we work together, we can accomplish many.
Many.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's all I want to say.
Yes.
Zacchaeus, let them know where they can reach you, man.
You can reach me on Zacchaeus Music on Instagram. Also Zacchaeus Gospel. That Wayne Backus Gospel on Instagram. Also TikTok. Wayne Backus Gospel on TikTok. And yeah, that's it. Link me up. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Y'all can holler at me at The Fifth General on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We'll see y'all next time on another episode of Mrs. Smith. Peace out, y'all.